Okay, Tim, what's the difference between A&M and West Texas A&M is they're on spring break now. They've had this week off, and this thing is unfolding so quickly that we're fortunately off next week. So we'll be doing what we have been doing, which is listening and paying attention to everything we can and taking carefully metered steps forward. We don't want to rush into anything. We're prepared to go online. You know, we have some of the best online programs in the nation. And our chief information officer, James Webb, our faculty and deans, they're ready, pretty much ready to transfer to online should we need to, but we don't want to take that step until we have to. And now we've got a week of breathing room, so we're thankful for that. And I'm canceling the rest of my day. We're making plans about how we're going to respond during the week next week. So we're ahead of it, but don't want to overreact, but certainly don't want to underreact.
Now, how will this affect sporting events? Because I know the NCAA came out and said all tournaments and all events will be not have spectators at them. And I know the men have a big game coming up Saturday afternoon in the tournament. So
that's exactly right. Well, the fact of the matter is we are hosting the NCAA regional Division II men's tournament here. So there's a whole series of games, and now we will not allow spectators. Actually, it's the NCAA will not allow spectators in the games, only family and friends, and there's numerical limits. So they'll basically be playing as if it was to an empty arena.
Wow, that's crazy.
It is different. That's a good way to put it. It's just, the times. You just have to kind of adapt as we go.
I agree, Shannon. I think that's what we need to do. We need to be agile and flexible and mm-hmm. light on our feet to be able to deal with what's coming. And you know, it's interesting. I canceled on Monday, effective immediately, all international travel.
Okay.
And we had a couple of groups that were set to go different places, and I got a lot of email.
Mm-hmm.
And some of it wasn't very pleasant.
Yeah.
I'd love to read to you. I'm not going to.
No.
But I got an email this morning from late last night from a student who said he appreciated the care with which we've moved forward. And it turns out one of the trips was to Poland. I got a lot of reaction against canceling it because people plan these things for a year. Mm-hmm. I understand that. But yesterday, Poland closed their borders to both people coming in and people leaving. So our caution in this case was well placed. I've told people I am being very cautious, and I hope 2 months from now I say, well, I may have been a little too cautious. That would be fine with me. What I don't want to hear 2 months from now is you weren't prepared and you didn't do enough. So there is a knife edge that we have to balance on. And by golly, we're going to look for that edge every day, every minute that we're thinking about all this. We want to be right on that edge and be prepared to do what's in the best interest of West Texas A&M, our students, our faculty, and our extended community, which includes the city of Canyon and Randall County and Potter County and indeed Amarillo.
And I noticed that WT actually has a whole web page on their website dedicated to the information that you do know currently about the coronavirus.
That's right. We do have a web page. It's easy to find. What we're trying to do, and this is what's difficult, there's a lot of people talking about things to do, and we're trying to do post things from the most reliable sources, so from CDC and so on and so forth, and experts in the field, because there are a lot of people that have ideas about what should happen. And, not all of those may be well considered. So we're trying to keep everybody up to date as best we can. And we've got questions coming up about things like graduation.
Yeah, I was fixing to ask. Here we are on March 12th. Graduation is just weeks away. How are you going to handle that?
With a great deal of difficulty, I'm sure. But the bottom line is we're going to do what we need to do to be careful with students and their families, respectful of the magnitude of what's going on right now. As again, I don't want to look back in 2 months and say we didn't do enough. I want to look back in 2 months and say we did everything we could along the way. So we'll be current. I'm going to be on basically on board through the whole spring break. We've got some of our vice presidents that have committed to be here. We're all WebEx literate. We can have meetings. We can do all those kinds of things. What makes me a little bit nervous is when the students leave, they're not sure what they're going to come back to. So we're going to communicate a lot with our students and faculty. And again, the extended West Texas A&M community.
So I know we were talking a little bit before we started live on air this morning just about the idea of shaking hands less. You're on campus at WT every day. Have you noticed a difference in any of those interactions with the students?
We are. Even amongst ourselves, we're being careful. I've met you the first time this morning, and we didn't even do a fist bump. I mean, and that's not my nature.
Come on. That's not the Texas way.
I know it. That is not my nature, but I'm running real cautious on everything. It's real easy to be an armchair quarterback in all this stuff. You know, NBA has shut down one or two cases of coronavirus, and that seems significant. But I read from a Harvard epidemiologist earlier today. I'm an early riser. I read a commentary on this, and large social gatherings, unfortunately, are the places that things can happen. Actually, I know an NCAA ref, and what he's bothered by is having to handle the basketball.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of things you don't think about.
Can you not sanitize it after every play or something? You
know? Every change of possession. Yeah. Anyway, I understand people's fears. And we're trying not to stir that pot. Mm-hmm. Instead, what we want to do is let people know we're doing everything we can to be prepared. That's what we're doing.
All right, what other things are going on at West Texas A&M this time of year?
Well, you know, we're getting ready for graduation. We're getting ready for spring break amid all of this, and we feel like we're moving well. Our freshman numbers for the fall semester are up 10% over what they were a year ago. We're very excited about that. We're also cautiously optimistic that those things will hold given the context, the environment we find ourselves in with this virus. So, but we've been recruiting hard. You know, I visited in January. I concluded visitations to 132 high schools in the top 26 counties of Texas, the Panhandle, and then also the South Plains. I've been to every high school, save one, between Booker, Texas, which is just south of the North Pole, and Klondike, which is down by the equator. You know, I mean, it's. I've covered a lot of ground, and I've seen 24,000 students, and I covered, 14,000 miles or something. I can't remember. There's a little video on our website that's kind of cute. We made a jib-jab video about the trip, and it's kind of cute in the midst of all this other serious news. It's a little lighthearted look around about traveling around. So,
Shannon, let me ask you, when you chose to come to West Texas A&M, why did you choose to choose that school?
Oh, now you're putting me on the spot here. So I was a music major. I played trumpet, actually. In WT, I got a music scholarship, which was really important to me. But I was one of the fortunate ones. When I was a junior in high school, actually, WT came to a college fair at my high school in Rio Rancho, New Mexico. And I was fortunate enough that my parents were able to take me to visit the schools that I was interested in attending. I had never lived anywhere else. I'm an only child, to be moving away from my parents. I came to WT. WT was the first school I visited, and it was like a whole other world from where I grew up. Like, you could just walk around campus, and people would wave at you and say hi. They were so
friendly. Fist bump when we don't have coronavirus.
And so, that honestly, I went and visited other schools, but I knew the second after I came here that it was a special place with special people, and this is where I had to be.
That's a good story, and I appreciate it very much, Shannon. Yeah. I've been around. If you look at my resume, it looks like I can't hold a job. And I was retired when I came back to work here. And I'll tell you what. I believe in sovereignty, and I'm here for a sovereign purpose. I really believe that. And what's strange is this is the best job I've ever had in the best place I've ever lived. And part of it is what you've just said, Shannon. The people are so... That's one of the reasons I'm satisfied with the plans we're making for the coronavirus. people are respectful of authority. They, you know, they work together. They get the job done. There's a kind of, I call it panhandle pragmatism, and I'm really thankful to be aware of this at a fairly late stage in life. I turned 70 yesterday. I'm
oh
no
my goodness,
kid.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. You don't have to sing, please.
Oh, no, we won't. Believe me, we won't.
But anyway, I'll tell you a story on a people choosing WT. I met a family. This was 2 years ago during a freshman weekend in the early part of the summer. And this family was from Tallahassee, Florida, and they had a plan. They were going to they flew into Amarillo, and they're going to rent a car and drive home, and they had seven colleges they were going to look at. This was the first one on the list. Mm-hmm. And the father told me, my son told me this morning, we might as well just fly back. This is where he's going to school.
This is the one.
And I'm not making that up. And it is the nature of the people. People are friendly. Faculty members treat students with dignity and respect. They expect to be treated the same way. There's something very mature about people in the Panhandle. And now this is by and large. We could probably walk through the station right now. But anyway, it is a remarkable place to be. And I think students get an absolutely first-class education at bargain basement prices.
All right. Tell us, if somebody wants more information about West Texas A&M, how can they get it? Website, phone numbers, things like that.
Okay. Website. The website to go to, and it will direct you around, is WTAMU.edu, and that'll get you to everything. There's coronavirus links, all kind, and then other things, obviously, but it's all right there. Phone numbers. One of my people might shoot me, but I'm going to give you the front phone at the president's office, okay. And they know how to direct people. And here it is. It's 806-651-2100. And if people call that number with a question, in one or two transfers, we'll get you the answer.